You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Ken Gernick and Kerry Muscat, and we are at workout day at Wrigley Field the day before game one of the NLCS. So let's preview the series between the Dodgers and the Cubs. Kerry, let's start with you. So we have Joe Maddon, who has announced his rotation, a very well-rested rotation. No big surprises there, but at least he knows how this is going.
Right. He's going to go with John Lester in game one, and then Kyle Hendricks, Jake Arrieta, and John Lackey in game four. The only question mark really was Kyle Hendricks, because he was hit by a line drive in game two of the NLDS, and they just weren't sure how he was going to do. Threw a bullpen on yesterday. Can't remember the days. Yesterday, and everything went well. Threw again today. Everything went well, so he'll be fine. They really want Lester Hendricks at home because they've done so well at home.
John Lester has a ton of playoff experience. This is, I think, among active pitchers, the most playoff experience. That probably could help right around now.
He's the guy you want. He's the ace. He's the person that's going to set the tone, and he did that in the NLDS, and I think he'll do just fine in this.
Okay, Ken, let's move over to you. So Kenta Maeda, we think, is going to be the game one starter for the Dodgers. And on the complete opposite end of the spectrum from the Cubs, the Dodgers don't have a ton of options or a ton of rested guys, so it kind of falls to Maeda.
Yeah, they don't have a rotation, but they haven't had one all year, really, in the past year, so that doesn't bother them. You know, Kershaw will pitch somewhere, you know, maybe every day, but probably game two, and Maeda probably game one, but nothing's been announced yet. And even when they announce it, they change it half the time anyway. So, you know, we just kind of show up and see who's on the mound, you know, inning to inning, really.
What's really amazing, if I can just interrupt real quick, is that the Cubs did not face Kershaw, Maeda, or Hill during the regular season in the seven games that they played. So whoever they throw out there is probably going to be somebody that they haven't seen.
So moving on to just kind of the way the lineups are constructed, we hear a lot of narrative this time of year. So what follows the Cubs around is that they're sort of young, and people say that they're kind of inexperienced, and that's actually not really accurate. They were in the NLCS last year. I think maybe because everyone kind of looks at Bryant and Rizzo. This is really a very well-balanced team, not only just from their abilities, but also from an experience standpoint.
Right. Yes, but they are still young. They are still young. You've got a shortstop in Addison Russell who's 22. You've got Javi Baez starting at second base who's 20-something also. You've got, actually people forget, Jason Hayward is only 26, and this is the first time he's gone beyond the division series. So for him, this is all brand new too. So really, they are still young. If they have Wilson Contreras start catching, he's a rookie. They are inexperienced. They are still kind of learning as they go along. And that's where they rely on the guys like the David Ross and the John Lester and the John Lackeys to get them through this.
Joe Maddon talked a lot during his media session today just about how pressure is fun, pressure is good. You want expectations going into a season. He says all the right things, but it has to be comforting for a team to know that if they're feeling any of that stress, it's kind of expected and what they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Actually, the way Joe treats this is, well, treat game one is that it's Saturday and it's that we're just playing on Saturday. He's not going to look any further ahead. He's not going to look at what they did in the past. They just deal with Saturday, and that's it.
So, Ken, moving over to the Dodgers, just looking at their lineup, we've been hearing and talking a lot about how deep they are and just having so much depth and being able to get through a season. It turned out to be very helpful. So while the pitching, there's a lot of question marks, it's a very, very strong lineup.
Strong lineup. It's a more a veteran lineup, but it's also a lot of platoons. You've got Corey Seager, probably going to be rookie of the year at shortstop, you know, and he's the youngest one out there. But you've got Chase Utley playing a lot, you know, against right-handers. You've got Justin Turner and Howie Kendrick. So you've got Reddick out in right field in a platoon with Puig. So you really have a balance. I mean, you've got probably a little bit more on the veteran side. Adrian Gonzalez, and they got Grandal, who's had a really good season, although it hasn't had a good postseason yet. So they're balanced, and it almost doesn't matter who starts, because then they flip it over, you know, as soon as a left-hander comes in, and they fill it up with right-handed hitters. So, you know, they use their bench, they use that depth, and it's helped them get them this far.
There was a lot of talk when Kershaw got hurt. I think everyone was like, okay, well, the Dodgers season is over. They seemed to come together. A lot of them said after, when they went on a run after Kershaw was out, that they said that this is so satisfying to be able to do this. Has that helped them so far?
Well, they say it has, you know, because they really felt like everybody had to step up, and they all did. And that was really when they started the run to catch the Giants. You know, when Kershaw came back, really, at the end, they kind of figured they were going to make the playoffs anyway. He came back to get himself in position to do what he did in the playoffs. So it really, for everything that went wrong during the season, it couldn't have turned out it really any better.
So now let's talk about the managers briefly to conclude. You had watching Game 5, and everyone is talking about what a brilliant job Dave Roberts did. He did a really great job. Unless, of course, it doesn't work out, and then, of course, everything, he becomes the GOAT. But just really for a rookie manager, he seems to be pulling the right strings this postseason. He's been pretty impressive.
Absolutely, and they gave him an interesting roster to do that with, you know, a bullpen loaded. And, you know, one of the moves that he made yesterday that kind of got overlooked because of what happened toward the end of the game was bringing in Joe Blanton right after Rich Hill, you know, ran into trouble in third inning and kind of, you know, stopped the damage right then and there, you know, and put the game back under control. Or it could have gotten out of hand really fast and, you know, those later innings never would have unfolded like that. So, you know, he made so many decisions, you know, in pinch hits, you know, with Ruiz. And, I mean, it just, you know, the whole game was filled with managerial moves. And like you said, they so many of them worked out for Dave. But, you know, he's done a really good job all year. He'll probably be manager of the year, certainly, you know, in the finals. So, you know, he's done a great job for a first-year manager. He's never been through this, and then he had all these injuries to deal with. He's kept that clubhouse together, you know, especially overcoming the Kershaw injury. And, you know, he's deserving of the accolades that he got, especially after last night.
Gary, it didn't surprise me at all when Joe Madden was asked about Dave Roberts today that the first thing he brought up was that Dave Roberts knows a lot more about wine than he ever will. With that aside, though, I mean, Joe Madden, and we've talked about it, I mean, everybody knows what Joe Madden brings to the table, but being like the cool cat and the calming influence and a pretty brilliant tactician, these are all reasons partly that the Cubs are worth it.
He's also really smart about wine, too, so I wouldn't, I think he was just trying to deke everybody out a little bit on that one. I mean, all you have to do is look at the ninth inning in Game 4 against the Giants. You know, the way that they had scripted it in terms of the pinch hitting, in terms of who they wanted up, in terms of how they wanted to use the bench and the kids, and the way that it all worked out. I mean, he's a very underrated, I think, baseball person. I think a lot of his antics get a lot more attention than what he does on the field. And it's been a very entertaining year this year, that's to say the least.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.